North Reading High School football coach Ed Blum is joining us here as they are getting ready for their next round Division V playoff game. Coach, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Bill, thanks for having me again.
Well, Coach, you know, this would probably, this matchup that we're looking at for this Friday, now at Manning Field at 7 o'clock against Bishop Fenwick, might have been the old North Final, if you will, back in years ago. It's too bad you guys aren't playing at Gillette for this game, you know, this year. But I think it's a much-anticipated matchup between you two guys.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. And I think you kind of get to this point of the playoffs, and you knew it was going to be. And Bishop Fenwick certainly is a great team. We've been able to see them and see them on film, and they do a lot of things really well, and they've done a great job getting to this point. So, you know, it's going to be a good battle Friday night.
You know, I look at your two teams, Ed. I've seen you guys, both of you guys, and, you know, in a way, I think you guys are kind of similar. Would you agree with that at all or not?
I would. I think both teams have a fair number of just athletes that can make plays. You know, they certainly do, and their running back and a couple of their receivers and a real solid quarterback and spread the ball around. So, yeah, I mean, I think in terms of what we – like to do and watching film, you see a very similar team to like what we like to do. So it should be a good matchup in that regard.
Yeah, you both will pass and move the ball around and hit all spots on the field, that kind of a thing. And both teams, I think, obviously, to get to this point, have been very solid defensively.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Ed. So your team here, you know, I've got this little note here. You guys have outscored your first two opponents, which means nothing heading into this game. I get it. 90-18. So you guys are coming off the shutout last week against Deponiquet. So we talked a week or so ago. You guys playing some solid football. So what do you take out of your first two playoff matchups?
You know, just the ability to really focus and try to improve in some areas. You know, I don't think, despite the scores, I don't think they've been necessarily our cleanest games from an execution standpoint, a penalty standpoint. And so, you know, fortunate enough to learn some really important lessons, you know, even in wins like that. And so I think that's going to be one of the big focuses this week, is understanding that all those little things, proper execution, proper technique, fundamentals, you know, avoiding those penalties, avoiding those turnovers will obviously be way more important in this game than maybe it has in the past. So just being able to learn those lessons in games that, you know, it didn't really come down to those mistakes, but knowing that this round and then the semifinals of playoffs and with the opponent that we have coming up, Bishop Fenwick, that those little things, and you never know which one play will make the difference in the game. And so we're just kind of bringing that focus and attention to detail.
Yeah, there's not much room for error from now on, from here on out, that's for sure.
No, absolutely not.
Hey, you know, I'm looking at the game too, Ed, and I'm thinking to myself, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if this were a high-scoring game between the two of you. But again, on the other hand, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a lower-scoring game, you know, somewhere in the 20s or even below 20s.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes this game so so intriguing and interesting from a coaching perspective is, you know, I'm with you. I think there's a wide range of outcomes for this game. And obviously, being a little bit more defensive-minded and for our own sakes, I hope we can limit some of the things they like to do. But I know it's no small task. You know, I mean, they've been pretty consistent offensively. So that's the challenge with games like this, is you don't know what kind of game it's going to be. Is it going to be a shootout? Is it going to be a low-scoring game? And you kind of have to just be prepared to execute no matter the situation.
Well, Coach, maybe let me just ask you maybe one or two final questions. But looking at your personnel, and drop a few names here on us, as you've done in the past over the last several weeks, you know, maybe share with us some of your key players and their roles as they're, you know, and maybe the matchups they'll be facing themselves in this week's game against Bishop Fenwick.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously we, like a lot of our receivers, and Bishop Fenwick plays a lot of their receivers and good athletes also in their secondary. So I just think kind of the battle between some of the athletes in this game will be kind of a key matchup. And you know, whether it's Craig Rubino, Braden Scribner, Brandon Ang, Matt Guidebeck, just different guys at receiver and how they fare against Bishop Fenwick's secondary. And then I think a big one for us would just be, being able to control the line of scrimmage. Again, that won't be a small task at all. Bishop Fenwick can certainly run the ball, and they clearly have a line that takes pride in controlling the line of scrimmage. But I think for our first two games, our D-line's done a really good job, and it has helped in kind of that scoring discrepancy that you mentioned. And I think this game, a big part of that will come down to both sides of the line, for both teams. Even though, again, the skill guys and, receivers, running backs, quarterbacks kind of get all their names out there, I really do think this is going to come down to whose line, offense and defensively, can execute and control line of scrimmage the best.
You mentioned your receivers. Let me just ask one wrap-up question. Your quarterback can run, and you have running backs that can run. But, is that something you really want to try to establish, the running game first, or does that just come along with the passing game?
I think the biggest thing that we've seen is we have success when they kind of complement each other. Whether it's passing the ball that opens up for the run game or the run game opens up the passing game, I think the ability to do both is always important. And obviously, I think as we get into this week and then once the game kind of starts, seeing what Bishop Fenwick was going to try to do to stop us defensively, I think it's whichever one needs to be ready to take advantage of what they're going to give us and ideally then open up the other part of the game. But I think you've got to take pride in both. And again, we're very fortunate to have a solid quarterback, a good running back, and some receivers. So we've been able to, take advantage of what the defenses give us, whether in the passing game or run game. And we'll see how that goes this Friday.
All right, Coach, anything else to share with us about North Reading football as you gear up for this matchup?
No, just excited. Just excited. It's going to be a fun long week, but exciting.
You got it. Coach, thanks so much for your time, and hopefully we will talk again soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yep, you too. Ed Blum, head football coach at North Reading High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.